أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يقنت منكن لله ورسوله وتعمل صالحا وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمن الصلاة وآتين الزكاة وأطعن الله ورسوله. In the previous ayats, the beginning ayats of the 22nd Sufara, Allah Ta'ala gave directives to the wives of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mothers of the believers, and Allah Ta'ala explained various etiquettes that they should humble themselves for Allah and His Rasul, be obedient to them, and they will get double reward for all the good that they do. And also one particular instruction that whenever they have to speak to any stranger, somebody comes to the door for some need, or in our times over the phone, then they should not speak with a sweet voice, but they should use a firm voice. They shouldn't be rude also, but they should be firm and not let any temptation come in any person, because the voice, especially a woman's voice, has got great temptation also. So they should be very careful about that. And these instructions are given to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are meant for the whole ummah also, that all the believing women must also have that attitude. Further, Allah Ta'ala says to get perfect and complete protection from social evils, that is, from things that lead towards adultery, towards an illicit marriage affair, illicit affair, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ or قَرَارْ pakro apne gharon mein, and see that you remain firm, established in your homes. In other words, do not emerge. This is an instruction directly to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show its importance, and it is for the whole ummah, all the believing women, that they should not leave the home unless there is a special, a definite necessity. Then only, and that necessity is justified according to Shariat, then only should they leave their homes. Thus running on the roads all the time, being in the shopping malls all the time, etc., all this which is not necessary should not be undertaken by Muslim women. They should stay in the four walls of the home. That is the protection Allah has given them. And if for necessity they have to go out, then Allah says, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَىٰ اور دکھلائنا پھرو جیسا کہ دکھانا دستور تھا پہلے جہالت کے وقت میں. And don't go about exhibiting yourself, showing your bodies, showing your clothes and your fashion and your style, as this was the things of the days of ignorance. In the days of Jahiliyyah, women used to display themselves and exhibit themselves. Today, unfortunately, we have got a worse Jahiliyyah. Today's time is also just like the days of Jahiliyyah, where women particularly go out to show themselves, to show their clothing, masquerading and parading in the bazaars and in the shopping malls, etc. That is not at all the work of a believing woman. Only when absolutely necessary, and then dressed properly, covering herself properly, not drawing any attraction, not even from the burqa. Today the cloak is worn, and on that also so much of design, etc., which also attracts the opposite sex. And that also they wear it, and it is quite stiff on the body, showing the figure of the body. The burqa should be a very loose garment which does not show the figure of the body also in any way. So the basic thing is to stay at home. When there is a genuine necessity, then the woman is allowed to emerge from the house, but then dressed properly in every way. And of course there should be no perfume also. Perfume also attracts a person very greatly. They shouldn't use perfume when they leave the homes either. And another instructions for the house, وَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةِ or قَائِمْ رَكُوا namaz, and be very particular about your namazes also, that you are performing them properly. If we are all the time on the roads, outside on the malls, then we can't make our namazes on time, and when we do, we just rushing through them, just to finish the namaz because we have to do it. Now they should be given due time. So a woman who stays at home, she will be able to have proper time and take and concentrate on her namaz. وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةِ or دَيَتِ رَهُ zakat, and keep on giving your zakat as required. وَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ or اِطَاعَتْ مِ رَهُ اللَّهِ كِ or اُسْكِ رَسُولِ كِ. And basically everything is in this capsule, that be obedient and follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah gives the reason why Allah has given this instructions, and and if a person considers this, he will see what beautiful medicine has given for the cure. The cure is that which Allah wants. Innama yuridu Allahu liyudhiba ankum ar-ritsa ahl al-bayt. Allah yahi chahta hai ke dur kare tumse gandagi baad gandi baatein apne nabi ke ghar walo. You are the special woman of the household of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah wants a very high standard from you. Allah wants purity in every way. And this purity is what we call tazkiyah and islah. That a person becomes obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not that a person becomes ma'asum. Ma'asum is that he cannot commit a sin. And that Allah has kept exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But the rest of the ummah, with tazkiyah and islah, with correcting and our spiritual life, a person safeguards himself from sin by and large. And perchance, if he does fall into any wrong, then he immediately becomes conscious and he makes immediately sincere tawbah from that. So that is what Allah wants from the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, from all the women of the ummah, from the whole ummah, man and woman, that we are concerned about our tazkiyah. For that Allah has given these rules. So the man's hearts and minds also remain pure. The woman's hearts and minds also remain pure when there is proper parda, when there is proper segregation of the sexes, when the women are not all the time on the roads, etc., then a pure society will emerge. And with a pure society, legitimate, pure children with good values will be born. And then you will have a great society that will come into being. But if parda is not observed, women are mixing freely with men everywhere, then naturally, if butter does not melt in front of fire, it is not butter. If man and woman mix and they don't melt in front of one another, they are not man and woman. Then all evils come into being. Illegitimate children are born. Children are born who are disobedient to their parents, who don't have value for their parents. And then we find chaos in the society, which results then in drug abuse, in alcohol abuse, in all the wrong things. So that Allah has made the basic criteria, the parda, the separation and observance of proper parda. Any person who wants a healthy home and generations, he must observe proper parda in every sense of the word. وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا or sutra kar de tumko ek sutrai, and that Allah purifies you purely and makes you very clean, and then you have a very healthy mind and soul, heart, and society becomes healthy and becomes pure and clean. Well, and for this again, Allah Ta'ala reminds them and the women of the world, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ اور یاد کرو جو پڑھی جاتی ہے تمہارے گھروں میں اللہ کی باتیں اور عقل مندی کی. And also remember all the time that particularly you, the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in your houses, the ayats of the Quran Sharif are recited. Jibreel Ali Salam is coming right in your house and he's bringing the new ayats of the Quran and words of great wisdom, which is also the hadith. From here there is an indication by having ta'aleem at home. Really, without exaggeration, if just for 2-3 minutes a day also, only 2-3 minutes. We have ta'aleem of some deeni kitab at home. It will foster this wonderful pure love for deen, and it will bring pure deen into our homes. We should have daily Quran Sharif being recited in our homes also. Man also should recite, the woman also should recite, and have ta'aleem also in the house daily. This will bring about this according to the wisdom of Allah. This pure society you want will start with the ta'aleem in the house. Inna Allah kana latifan khabira. Muqarrar Allah bhej janne wala khabardar. Undoubtedly Allah knows the very great secrets of life, and Allah is fully aware of the open things also. So there is a great secret Allah has given out here, that read Quran Sharif daily in the houses, have ta'aleem daily in the houses, and you will find this pure society. But very sadly, we don't have time for Quran Sharif, we don't have time for ta'aleem, and then all the other evils start creeping into our homes and into our lives. So in these ayat, making the basis, the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but giving a message to the whole ummah, how we can have a pure society. The basic thing, make tilawat daily, have ta'aleem in the homes, then observe the commands of parda properly, and you'll have a pure mind and soul. The man also won't have doubts on the woman. Women won't have doubts on their husbands. Where the doubts come, that whole marriage starts collapsing. And everything, the children also suffer the consequences. To save oneself from the doubts, observe the proper laws of parda and see how healthy soul and mind you have, and what a society will be produced from that. May Allah let us realize the Quran is our guiding book, and we take our clue from the Quran Sharif.